everyone, and welcome back to the Most Dangerous Podcast.
First off, we would like to say we are so sorry. This is, like, super delayed.
Yeah. It doesn't mean we weren't trying, though.
So yeah, we recorded this episode. This is the third recording.
Yeah.
The first one was just, like, it was, I don't even remember why we ended up re-recording that episode. But the second one we recorded, we did, like, the same thing we did with Lost Harp, and we lost half the audio.
Yeah.
At least, it wasn't my half this time.
Yeah, it was my half this time.
It was fault.
Yeah, hey, it wasn't. I do take the blame for Lost Harp, though. That was my fault.
You know, it's never my fault, because I'm never in charge of the recording.
It's like, I just sit and talk. So, yeah.
I'm taking the blame for Astro Boyd because my laptop is insane and obviously didn't save it.
Yeah. It's been, yeah. And this past month has been crazy. And in the middle, we've been trying to find the audio while, like, refusing to admit that we have to re-record the episode.
So we finally don't like doing.
Yeah, finally today we're like, that's it. We're just going to re-record.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Fun times.
Good
times. That's a DJ Daft Duck there. So before we dive into this review and this episode, we have a little announcement to make that has to do with the Most Dangerous Podcast Industries Incorporated. Louis Incorporated.
Louis.
Okay. But anyway,
we decided to make a YouTube channel. I was trying to make that sound cool.
Well, I made the people laugh.
But, wow.
What if they're not laughing? What if they're just like,
well, then
whatever.
They are now.
Well, what if they're still not? Anyways, yes, we made a YouTube channel for the Most Dangerous Podcast. And we're super excited about that. We'll be putting a link in the description for the channel. But it's pretty much going to be... of course, podcast episodes are going to go up there. We've already made, like, a welcome to the channel video, which was actually really weird recording because I'm used to just recording my voice. But actually, like, I had a hard time looking at the camera. I kept, like, looking away just, like, because when I'm recording, I just look anywhere,
just
you know?
Stare at something.
So, yeah. So, I had to, like, work on staring at the camera. So,
I need to be looking.
People are looking at me.
Yeah. But you'll be able to see what we look like.
Put a name with the face.
You know? Put a name with the face.
No, put a face with the voice.
Oh yeah. Put a face with the voice.
And then add a name to it. So yeah, we have that. We'll have podcast episodes along with we'll be making some other videos.
Mm-hmm.
Which we do in the welcome announcement, we do have kind of like what we're going to be doing pretty much because it's not going to be audio, but what we're going to be doing, it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be great because I invented it. Yep. I came up with that. You came up with the other thing.
No, I came up with the name of the podcast.
Okay,
I came up with the podcast.
I'm not talking about the names. I'm talking about the videos for the channel. But anyways, they're going to be pretty cool. They'll come up probably in the next few weeks. So.
Hopefully. If we don't lose the video. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, the video's already, they're under editing right now.
Yeah.
And then still in the making, so. Yeah, they'll be pretty cool.
Working
pretty
on it.
Pretty cool indeed.
Quarantine DuckTales videos.
I'm tired. Yeah, I mean, it's DuckTales, and if you join the channel, you join our DuckTales fan club. You're already a part of it, though, for listening to our episodes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say we get money? Sarah, no one's sending you money.
No, but, yeah.
Yeah, that was from the Louis, what was
Louis,
it?
Louis'
favorite treasures.
You said it wrong.
Favorite treasures. Favorite treasures. Anyway, funny video. I love that video.
Oh,
not as
I
much
actually,
as I love Dewey's.
I actually remember that. I remember watching those.
Yeah? I'll have to send them to you again if you want to see them again. They're amazing.
Yeah. I remember I watched them on cable when we had cable, at least. Okay. Yeah, I watched them there. Yeah,
they're on YouTube. Oh, cool. Topic.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we can put the links for those in the description, too, because, you know, why not?
Yes, yeah, why not?
They're funny. Even if you've seen them, they're just amazing to rewatch.
I quote them a lot.
Watch Dewey's twice, because it's worth it.
No drum roll.
What? Oh, no drum roll.
No, Louis is the funniest, because he has the most jokes, and you laugh at it.
But Dewey's the best. Okay, anyway. going back to... Back to the review.
Yeah, we were doing a little random rambles for like the last 5 minutes.
Okay, what, Caitlin?
Oh, I said we were doing a random rambles for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that is very true. Yeah. It's a sneak peek of not our next episode, but the episode after that will pretty much be random rambles all the way. I'm actually super excited to record.
I have a feeling it's going to go from DuckTales to probably
Star
like
Wars?
Star Wars, yeah. Or even
Star
the three
Wars,
cap the
RTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tangled the series.
Or the three cabs.
Okay. Three cab, well, oh my gosh. This is a random rambles right now and we're not supposed to be doing that. So
oh my gosh, yeah. I do have something to say about the three cabs though after that. After we do the review. I'll talk about it at
taxis.
The end. Taxi? Okay. Okay, we're getting back on track now. Back to Astro Boyd. This episode was truly amazing. I said that like no emotion.
It was.
This
amazing.
Episode was good. Okay, no, this really was. I loved this episode.
It's
even
so
though
sweet.
Dewey wasn't in it, which was, I was pretty sad, but I kind of thought
Fenton
he wouldn't
be in it.
But yeah, Fenton. Good character.
And then obviously Huey.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, that was loud.
That was loud.
It was my door.
Okay, you just hear a bang. I'm like, whoa. Okay, probably hear that in the podcast.
Okay, anyway, Fenton, Huey.
Yeah, I knew, Caitlin, you'd love this episode. Like, it's all about
plus,
Huey now.
Plus, Boyd is adorable.
Yeah.
He's like... a baby.
Yeah, in Happy Birthday Doofus Drake. I was like, I liked him, like, oh, he's, you know, pretty cool, like, whatever, he's a robot. But then I was like, oh, where's this gonna go with, like, Doofus? Like, what's he gonna do to Doofus? Is he gonna change that attitude? Almost got that attitude, but as we see in this episode, not really. But,
and then you don't, like, I honestly forgot about him until I saw him for, like, a second in, Challenge of the Senior Junior Woodchuck.
Yeah, he was
and
a woodchuck.
And I'm like, oh, he's a woodchuck.
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
But it's still
he's
here.
Still
a thing.
Yeah. And then this whole episode, I'm like, oh, that is amazing. He's gonna be in more, and so he was really amazing. He's turning out to be one of my faves. So it's Dewey.
Yeah. I mean, Huey and Boyd are such good friends. I mean, they just met and everything. And they're like, oh, you're like the best. You're like my best friend now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so cute. I'm like, oh, Huey has a friend now. Like, that is so adorable. Adorable.
It's adorable.
Okay. So, we... are gonna now jump into this review here, but before we begin, I mean, we've literally said that already, I think, earlier. Before we start, we're gonna run through Astro Boyd. Run over. Sorry.
Bella, oh my you gosh. A car?
I tried to move past it, but I couldn't. Okay, we're gonna do a quick run through of Astro Boy, which is pretty much what Astro Boyd is based off of. It is like a Japanese manga series that was written and illustrated by, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at pronouncing names.
Here, let me
Osamu
see.
Osamu Tezuka.
Let me see.
I'm just going to go with Osamu. Osamu. Osamu Tezuka, which Tezuka is like a bit of a reference because there's Inspector Tezuka that is in this episode. So It's like they've got so many references from Astro Boy in this episode, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Like every Astro Boy fan is like, ah, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Like fan of Astro Boy and then also fan of DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that was pretty cool that they made this episode off of Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Astro Boy was 100... I read that wrong. It was 112 chapters that were collected into 23 volumes by Akita Shoten. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Shoten.
Yeah.
And Akita, there's, in this episode, Dr. Akita.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's another reference right there, which is pretty cool. That's who collected the volumes and made the volumes all organized. So, the story of Astro Boy is a young robot boy, pretty much, with human emotions, who is created by Umataro Tenma. And I don't think that is a reference. Umataro Tenma. I don't think that was anything
in this episode.
Yeah, after the death of his son, Tobio, which there's another reference, is Boyd's original name was Tubio. And, yeah, so this guy, Umataro Tenma, who created Astro Boy, his son's name was Tobio, which is pretty cool. Goes along, I guess. Not, doesn't really go along with, you know, DuckTales doesn't really go along with that, but still a reference.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, Astro Boy is sold to a robot circus run by... That looks like ham egg. I'm not gonna lie.
Ham egg sandwich.
It's H-A-M-E-G-G. Looks like ham egg.
I think it's like...
Maybe it's ham egg. Or
I think it's like ham egg. Or
ham egg.
Ham egg. I'm gonna call it ham egg.
Yeah, ham egg. That sounds better than literally ham egg. But Astro Boy is saved from his servitude by Professor.
We just stop like,
I don't know if that's a C-H-Chark. Ochinomizu. Ochinomizu.
Ochinomizu.
I know biology. Horrible. Ochinomizu. I'm just gonna go with that. I know I'm saying it wrong, so sorry.
Okonomizu.
Astro Boy becomes a son to, I'm gonna call him the professor instead of Ochinomizu. To the professor,
you know,
who
I think
creates
that'd be much
a robotic a robotic family for Astro and helps him to live a normal life like an average human boy while accompanying him on adventures, which that, I mean, they don't create a robotic family for Boyd in this episode, but it was kind of like the whole servitude thing went along with how DuckTales did this story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, DuckTales went along with this story. So that was pretty cool. So we thought there is so many anime references in this episode, but we're not going to go into them because there are, like, not hundreds, but there's a lot of them. Like, I was just reading, flipping through, like, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on.
Goes on forever. So, forever.
Yeah, we thought we'd at least cover Astro Boy, because that's what this episode was based off of. So, I think we just about covered that all. So, we will jump into the actual episode. So, the Junior Woodchucks are celebrating National S'more Day, according, so says Launchpad,
mm-hmm.
because he got that info that it was National S'more Day, according to one source on the internet.
Very reliable.
Yeah. I mean, Launchpad, trust it. It's true.
I mean, mm-hmm. if I want something to be true, I would trust one.
One source on the internet.
Yeah, if you want like, it, if you want
you
it bad enough.
One source. Yes. Okay, I believe it.
Can you fly? Okay. I guess Sierra wants to fly.
That was just
you can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Okay.
I just realized that there actually is a National S'more Day.
Is there what day?
August 10th.
August 10th. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm going to make s'mores.
I know, right? Something?
I don't know.
I'm going to make s'mores, and then I'm also going to watch Astro Boyd while I eat them.
Oh my gosh, yes. That is brilliant. I will make that happen. Okay. So also, looking at all the woodchucks, there was a Beagle Boy woodchuck. And I was just like,
that was kind of weird.
Why? Okay, like, I mean, I guess it's not the first time there was a Beagle Boy woodchuck, except they weren't, you know, younger. They were just imposters in Day of the Only Child. There was, their names escape me.
Burger.
Big Time? Not Big Time. Big Time wasn't there. It was Bounce.
Oh, yeah.
Bouncer,
that's what it is.
Bouncer and Burger were.
Big Time was in the episode.
He wasn't a woodchuck. That's not fair. I use that quote all the time. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, they were not legit woodchucks. They were just, they were trying to kidnap Huey or something.
I'm always like telling him how to do it.
Yeah, like teaching them how to kidnap people. But now it was like an official Beagle Boy woodchuck, and he was like an official kid. But I was like, that is weird. And
it's still weird to see like really a Beagle Boy as a woodchuck, even after knowing that it's like first off a kid. And second off, that it's, like, legitimate.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they did it just because Huey is teased pretty much because he's super enthusiastic about, you know, National S'more Day, cutting sticks according to size and perfect s'more measurements and stuff. And so he's being teased by all the, not all the kids. He's being teased by the Beagle Boy, which if it was any other random kid, you would just be like, why, child? Like, are you making fun of him? That's so messed up. But if it's a Beagle Boy, it's kind of like, oh, he's already starting down that path, you know?
Yeah.
I just found out where Dewey's middle name came from.
Dewey?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Dingus McDuck.
Well, I knew that.
It is Fergus, Scrooge's dad's name. So it is Scrooge's grandpa's name.
Dingus?
Dingus McDuck.
Yeah. I knew that.
Because in Secrets of Castle McDuck.
Yeah.
Wait, they say that?
Yeah, they say, okay, so they say Dingus really McDuck.
Yeah, well, do you know what Dingus's Dewey's wife's middle name is Dingus. It was Molly.
What are you doing?
Molly,
are you just,
Mallard.
Are you just
I'm researching the family tree.
She's researching the family tree of DuckTales while we're recording
Scrooge's
this episode.
What were Scrooge's two other siblings' names besides Hortense?
I don't know.
Matilda and Gideon.
Gideon?
Mm-hmm. Gideon?
Gideon?
Why Gideon?
Why like little Gideon?
Wait, why?
Like
is
little
that
Gideon
so
from Gravity Falls?
Yeah. Oh. Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Continuing, where did we leave off? Oh, like Beagle Boy woodchuck teasing. Yeah. Teasing Huey, pretty much. It would be messed up if it was any other random kid.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, his nickname is Hubot. That cracks me up because it sounds like they're saying it with an accent, you know? Like, you know, some English person just like, Hubot.
That's Hortense's, husband's, I don't know if that's a boy or girl.
Hortense's?
Hortense's husband's,
Sierra.
Father-in-law's name.
Sierra.
His name is Humperdinck.
Okay. Sierra is, she's just researching a bunch of the random characters and their names.
Interesting.
I mean, it is interesting, but we're kind of recording. So anyways, Huey is, of course, let down by all the teasing and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then Boyd comes up and is like, these sticks are cut precisely to Junior Woodchuck standard or something. So
he was just like, thank you. Like, oh my gosh, someone actually cares, you know? Mm-hmm. Because he is a very kind of strict woodchuck.
Yeah.
He's a rule follower.
He goes, mm-hmm. Which is like why me. He's so great.
Unlike me.
I am a rule follower.
I mean, I am if it's important.
If it's important. What's important to you? No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Life and death situation.
But, let's see. It's been a while since I've watched this episode. I'm trying to remember how it went. I've watched it like 5 times though, so. Huey pretty much meets Boyd but doesn't know he's a robot. Realizes he's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Louie never, you know, mentioned.
Oh, yeah, there was this mentioned robot. That.
There was a robot and I reprogrammed him to be a day old and he now, you know, lives.
Plus, Huey was having some video game issues. And stuff.
Yeah, he was pretty occupied, you know, with Legends of Legend Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesied hero has arrived. A hero who is you? Rise, Legends of Legend Quest!
Okay,
I mean, this is
when
very
we got the Xbox, when we got our Xbox, that was actually me with a game called Jedi Fallen Order. Because I was just like, yeah!
Yeah, I remember you texted me at, like, 12?
No, it was like almost, it was almost 1 in the morning.
1 in the morning, you texted me, and, like, with this long story of what happened, and I was like, I checked my phone, I was like, when I read it, I was like, what? What just happened?
Well, we're getting off topic. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, so anyways, we were trying to beat a game and we stayed up till like, I think 3 in the morning to try to beat it.
Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah, it was, what, Super Mario Brothers?
It was like the second to, no, it was the last level.
It was the last level. We were trying to beat the giant Bowser and
we didn't. And then
delirious.
And so then we woke up the next morning.
And beat it
and
first try.
And we beat it first try.
First try.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so anyway, that was very off topic, but I know how Huey felt, and I can relate to Della with playing video games all night, which is probably not good, but
yeah. I guess we can all relate to Della being like, oh yeah, we're gonna stay up all night playing video games, because I'm pretty sure
the adventure continues.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like most of us have done it at least.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, we gotta do it sometime. But, anyway, Huey, you know, doesn't realize Boyd's a robot. Louie, it's your fault. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But then Huey's just like, we're just normal kids. Like, we just, you know all this stuff. We're just normal, whatever. And Boyd's like, for sure. That was a weird noise I just made. Boyd's like, oh yeah, like for sure, and then he uses his laser eyes, you know, to start the fire, but of course Huey's back is turned. But then, is it Huey's like you and I are a rare breed? Which,
it's a flashback.
Yeah, which causes Boyd to have like a flashback of someone saying like, you are a rare breed. And at that point of the episode, of course, it's not revealed who it is, so you're just like, what the heck? Like, that better make sense by the end of this episode, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if it had to be a continued episode, that would be horrid.
Are there, like, any horrid episodes in
DuckTales?
I mean, they have, like, the
Last Crash of the Sun Chaser? I have to say, I was crying.
Oh my gosh. Whoever doesn't cry at that episode is, like, crazy, because that one was
Last
so sad.
The cry. Sun Chaser.
I don't cry in anything.
Sierra,
you're so heartless.
Okay. Whenever you see,
okay,
see,
so
just flashbacks.
I got very extremely upset, and I was on the verge of tears, but I did not cry.
I was like teary eyed and was like, oh, don't cry. Like, oh my gosh, that got me. That episode got me. And it was so sweet when they all,
yeah, it was
like, end of Shadow War.
Off topic!
How they're just like, Oh my gosh, yes. Okay. How did we even get to that?
I don't even know.
Oh yeah, continued episodes.
Got it. Okay.
So then Huey malfunctions. Boyd malfunctions and almost, I don't know, decapitates Huey. So
and the one kid that's running.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If you watch the episode again at the end, right before the scene switches, you just see this one kid run by and their scream is just priceless.
That's like the part that I laughed out loud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's also like a little animation error type thing. Is not exactly sure what part it is, but sometime during that whole scene with the Camp Woodchuck and stuff, there's a box in the background and you can see it's like, oh, yeah, a box of graham crackers, and you're just like, whatever, s'mores. But then in another scene it says like oats or something. Like, it's like,
we're gonna be healthy and melt oats in our marshmallows,
like graham crackers. And then the box switches to like oats. I don't remember if it like switches back or what, but that was just a little thing I noticed, and we all noticed, so thought we'd mention that for no real reason.
Yeah, not important.
But anyways, after your robot malfunctions, what do you do? Dun, dun, dun,
dun. You take him to Gyro.
No.
Take him to Uncle Scrooge. No. Take him to Gyro Gearloose. Oh my gosh.
Well, technically take them to Fenton, and Fenton takes them,
yeah,
to
Gyro. Yeah, they take him to Fenton. Oh no, but they go and they walk up to Fenton.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, and where's Dr. Gearloose?
He's like, is he trying?
You know, Fenton's like, I can handle this.
Like, never mind.
Yeah. Are you adjusting?
Yeah.
You probably sorry. Hear that in the episode. So, yeah. I drew a blank. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Fenton seems a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Mm-hmm. In, like, this episode. Cause,
yeah, like, not tripping over himself.
Yeah, we haven't seen him since Moonvasion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank. Yeah, we haven't seen mm-hmm. him in this yeah, season, that's true. So first appearance, I think. I'm trying to think.
I feel...
I don't... Let's see. No, I don't think he's been in this season 3 yet.
Mm.
So, no, he hasn't. I'm not saying that officially. Wait. What was it? Okay, we'll get back to... we'll get back to that. Anyways, they go to the lab, and then Fenton's like, there. Fenton's amazing, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Fenton's just like, I keep saying Fenton over and over because I love saying his name. Fenton. I'm a detective. I'm a detective. I'm a detective. And I'm also your mother. I need to stop talking. Yeah. I'm gonna keep talking, though. Fenton, okay. Yes. And so then, you know, Boyd opens his eyes, because Huey had his eyes closed, so he wouldn't laser eyes everywhere. But,
the way he's walking, though, is so cute, with his hands over his eyes.
Oh yes. My gosh, that's, like, the cutest thing ever.
Yes.
It looks like Boyd, he's playing hide and seek or something. He's so cute.
Yeah, but once he introduces himself, he takes his hands down, laser eyes malfunction all over the lab, and then Vincent's just like, I'll go get Dr. Gearloose. You know? Yeah. And so, then they go up to see... Dr. Gearloose. I was almost called him Gearloose.
Gyro.
Gyro. Oh, Gyro.
Oh my gosh. I went up to see Gearloose. Getting formal here.
Dr. Gearloose. Gyro. And what? Fenton's like, I'd like a word with you. And then.
Here's two.
Leave now. So, yeah. No, Gyro. He's amazing too.
Yep.
Every DuckTales character. I've never seen a DuckTales character. Never, like, there wasn't a DuckTales character. I'm like, I don't like them that much. They were like, oh my gosh, I'm tongue-tied. This is not a good time to get tongue-tied. There's no character that I don't like, pretty much. That's my whole point. Talk for 5 minutes just to say that. And so then... Gyro turns around and sees Boyd and is like, oh my gosh, And is that when he's like, Manny, get this dangerous machine out of my lap?
Yeah, and he's like, no, it's because he's holding Lil Bulb. And he's pointing to Boyd with it.
Get this dangerous machine out of my lap. Like, and then Manny's just like, which one? Like, oh my gosh.
Somebody climbs up on the table.
Right? He just like jumps up like, okay, let's get out of here. The table will save me from you.
Because he's so tiny.
He's so cute. Boyd is so cute. Okay.
He's definitely the cutest character there is.
Yeah, so Gyro obviously recognizes...
He can be pretty cute. Remember that one episode with the harpies? His eyes?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, these are...
Okay, getting up,
Dobby. Animals, and he's like, can we keep them Uncle Scrooge, please?
No, Uncle Donald.
Uncle Donald, why did I say Scrooge?
Okay, getting off topic.
He, like, can we Louis keep the harpies? Eyes. And then go. Huey, like, has those eyes. But then Huey does it, too, and...
The party.
The Mystery at McDuck McManor.
Yep. Okay.
He's got those glistening eyes.
Never done it.
Really?
He's never. Okay.
Well, now I gotta go back and rewatch the episodes.
We're
just gonna keep going. Okay, so. Gyro recognizes Boyd, obviously, and then Boyd's like, Dr. Gearless, I haven't seen you since. I don't remember, like, it's, he recognizes him, but, like, what are you from, where have I seen you, and how long ago has it been, because poor Boyd's been overridden so many times.
So cute.
So, yeah, and then Gyro explains that when he was an intern in Tokyo, to Dr. Akita, like, he created Boyd, but I don't think he didn't say he turned on the city yet.
Huh? You were an intern like me?
Nothing like you.
Oh my god.
So yeah, he explains that he was an intern and that he needs to go to Tokyo to fix Boyd because Boyd's hard drive has been overridden so many times that he can't get to his core.
That's sad. To, like, fix That's the actually problem. Really sad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he's been over. Poor guy, he's been overridden so many times.
Mm-hmm.
But so. Gyro does not trust Boyd. Like, he's a machine not to be trusted. We gotta go to Tokyo and fix his problem. Fix it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Fix it, Felix.
That's when I said it. I thought of Fix It, Felix, so I drew a blank thinking of him. So, anyway, oh my gosh, this episode is gonna be
hilarious.
I'm so sorry, guys. Second time we recorded, we were, like, to the point. This is just all over the place. I think it's because we've recorded it already. We feel like, oh, we're doing it again, you know?
Like, nothing to add.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just saying the same things over and over, and I'm like, wait, I already said that, but I'm like, wait, it was the last episode. Okay, so they decide to go to Tokyo to fix Boyd, and I love the logo.
Oh, my gosh, yes. DuckTales logo never looked better.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so, Gyro's like, we must remain discreet in the city. Like, no one can know we're here. And then Inspector Tezuka comes up.
Get loose! I love her voice.
Right? It's amazing.
It's like, oh, I wish I had an accent like that. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, rest of the episode, let's talk like that. Not really. She's like, what the heck are you doing in Tokyo? Like, get out of here. And he's just like, it's fine. And she's like, where's Dr. Akita, pretty much? And then, like, apparently Gyro had crimes that he was cleared of. You're like, what's
happening? It's like, Gyro.
What did you do? Was that just for Boyd destroying, TBO destroying the city, or did he do other things?
Right?
But Dr. Akita wasn't, so he is in hiding. Pretty much. And Inspector Tezuka doesn't trust robots, which, you know, is obvious.
Makes sense.
Yeah, him destroying the city, which we'll get to later. But, so, they're kind of, like, she's about to realize that Boyd is a robot.
Bright eyes. She calls him Bright eyes.
Oh, that's cute. So I love accurate. That.
His eyes are so cute.
So big, too.
Yeah. So she's like, about to, like, talk to him and stuff, but then Lil Bulb causes a diversion, which, you know, he's a robot, so she's like, it's a robot! Like, go get him! So, that gives everyone else a chance to get away back to the old lab. And I love how Gyro has Fenton break down the door. Well, Gizmoduck break down the door, kind of.
Blah.
Yes. And you figured
out... Yeah, I figured out, each syllable in Blathering Blatherskite, like, summons a different part of armor.
Yeah.
So, Blath is left arm.
Yeah.
And then there's his left arm, right arm, upper body, like, wheel, and helm. How many is that? I lost count. That's five. There's gotta... there's the lower body.
Oh, yeah. There's the whole, like, the six-syllable thing. Mm-hmm. So, each one summons something. So, if he just says Blath, then it'll just summon his arm, which I think is hilarious.
I know.
And when amazing.
Okay, when you said that, it took me a second. Like, what does that mean? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was Blath.
Blath. Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
He says it with such enthusiasm, though. He's like, Blath.
Yeah. And so then they kind of pretty much break into the lab. But Boyd is like, this place feels so familiar, but he can't quite, like, figure out, like, oh, this is familiar. What mm-hmm. where does this come from, like, and stuff. And so then Gyro's like, this is the lab where Tubio was built, which is his Boyd's original name, by the way, which I'm pretty sure we talked about earlier.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. So it was the lab he was built. And then Fenton goes totally back to, like, season one Fenton, like, all his maturity that we thought,
is this your lab coat?
Is this your lab coat? Is this your stool? And I love how he, like, looks in the microscope. Dust. He's like, the dust of genius! So, it's like, oh, Fenton. So, he's amazing. And so, let's see. Then, Gyro goes to analyze, like, his memory, Boyd's memories and stuff, and figure out the problem and stuff. Your back hurt?
Yes.
You're just moving around. You can probably, yeah. That is just Sierra's readjusting. Like, you can probably hear it's kind of loud. But let's see. I lost my place. But Boyd, you can see, like, he looks so scared and it's so sad, you know? So he goes give him some reassurance, you know? Because it's pretty much like a doctor's visit for him, you know?
Where we,
like, we jam wires into your robot brain or something. Okay, like, never mind. That.
This is not at all normal.
This is not at all normal. So, you know, I guess it kind of helps Boyd until he was like, it's not normal. But so then Gyro analyzes his memories with the previous owners, starting with the newest first. And when it's was going through when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get some awesome footage here. And so, but then it starts out with Doofus and Boyd, like, interacting, and then I love how Doofus is just like, no more gravy pass, I'll show her. And he's like trying to break his mom's promise. I don't think he ever says it. Yeah, I don't know what their names are, but that's the parents. So he's trying to break it, but then he, you know, like, mm-hmm. what does he say exactly?
It's like, wait, Huey?
No, Boy. Okay, did I say, like, wait, did I say Huey?
You said Huey.
I meant Boy.
Like, but won't Mother be mad if we break her necklace?
Oh, yeah. And then, why do you insist on breaking my heart?
I'm sorry.
Do you need a hug? Oh, no, it's attacking me with love. And then when it switched over to
Mark Beeks,
Mark Beeks. And like, this wreckage, stealing all the tech and say I made it myself to increase my dumb well. Pew, 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 pew. And then Boyd's just like, pew, pew, pew. I was like, how often does Mark Beeks go to the dump?
I know, to look for tech.
Yes.
Say he made it himself to increase his dumb well.
He literally sings a whole song about it. That is so Mark Beeks.
Oh my god. He's like a little, what was it? Like a robot boy?
No way! Dreams do come true!
Optimistic youth droid. Boyd! point.
Yeah, I love when he's like, I'm too young. He's like, oh, don't love it. But, yeah, that was sad, though, because he just, like, throws him in the cart, you know?
I know.
Like, oh, poor guy.
What else was in that cart, buddy, though?
I know. I have to see. Like, maybe that has to do with if that's going to be, like, a future episode, you know, with something that was in his cart.
Or past episodes.
That happened, after. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Doofus Trick. Did he do anything, like, during that whole in-between period?
Wasn't there, the Dangerous Chemistry of Ganderty?
No, Dangerous Chemistry was before.
I don't know. We're getting off topic. Anyway,
maybe the stuff in his cart is for a future episode or something. Another plan. Or it's just random stuff.
Random junk.
Or don't even show the stuff.
Random junk that literally had nothing.
Broken TV.
Or it was just an empty cart. I don't know. I don't remember quite well. But then Huey, you know, is just like, poor Boyd, you know, had it pretty rough, you know, and then mm-hmm. Gyro's like, he can't feel anything. He's like, he's a robot, but I'm like, Gyro, did you look at his face like 2 minutes ago when he was in the chair and he looked scared? Like, poor buddy. Yeah. It was so sad. What did you say?
They're in love.
Oh.
Scooters can't say no to that face.
Yeah, we were watching the 2018 Fan Fest. A couple days ago.
Oh, the table read?
Yeah, the DuckTales cast did the table read for McMister and McDuck McManor. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, this part when they're, like, Huey's eyes glisten with hope, and then, like, Danny does, like, this eye glistening thing, and it's just hilarious.
It looks so funny.
It is, yeah, because he just,
like, just looks over
but
creepily.
He just looks straight and then, like, slowly looks at David Tennant, and it's just like, oh my gosh. So, I highly recommend, if you haven't seen that, watch it. Guys, you gotta watch it. So, yeah, it is hilarious.
The way he narrates, Scrooge can't say no to that face.
Yes, I highly recommend watching that. Mm-hmm. We can leave a link for that, too. We're gonna have a lot of links in this one. But
it's to make up for not posting in a while.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just give you a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I'm yawning now.
Okay. A little bulb's light goes out.
This little light.
I kinda let it shine. Okay, so yeah, his light goes out and then Gyro's just like, dang it, like there's probably a light bulb around here somewhere. So they go off to find a light bulb, and then Huey's like, do you think Boyd is really, like, a dangerous machine? He has Fenton, and then Fenton, and it's total Fenton, you know, like.
Soft heart.
You know, Boyd's a machine used for good, and, like, with the right programming, he could be a hero like him, pretty much, mm-hmm. You know.
Like me.
Gizmo Deck. I love how his voice, oh my gosh.
He's so cute.
Yes. And so then Fenton's, like, he gets, like, an alert that there's a jewelry store robbery. Like, that is so funny. Like, he's not in Duckburg, but he still gets alerts mm-hmm. for stuff. Like, oh, that's so cool.
But it's, like,
and then what he
local
says.
Local area.
Remember when he's, mm-hmm. like, serendipity.
Oh, serendipity.
Serendipity. He's so cute.
So, yeah, he's alerted of the jewelry store robbery. And so then he's, like, who says, like, this is Wood Chance or something, or.
I think it was Fenton.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say I think it was Fenton.
Yeah, so then they unhook Boyd from the machines and is like, let's go stop the robbers. But then Dr. Akita, Gyro's former mentor, is alerted that there was a breach in his former lab. And I don't know why he wasn't alerted, like, earlier.
Right.
Unless he was alerted and it was, like, a time back in time thing. I don't know. Anyways, so he's just like, okay, I'm gonna keep an eye on that. And so then it switches to the jewelry store robbery and stuff, and there's two robbers, and then Fenton goes after one, and so mm-hmm. Hugh and Boyd go after the other. And so that was so cute how Boyd is like, he asked, like, the bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
Bike and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's like,
I was like, hi, Mr. Bike Rack. Can I borrow one of these?
Like, can I borrow one? Thank you. It's like, oh, you're so sweet. Of course the bike rack's gonna let you borrow a bike. Even though he's a robot, though, so he like being a program. Mm-hmm. So, that was sweet. And so then they race around Tokyo trying to capture the robber, have this whole road chase scene and stuff. They finally catch the robber.
Oh, my goodness.
We keep yawning.
It's and late, guys. I love how they're just... Sorry for the yawns. Yeah. It's late.
It's, yeah, it's 10:30 right now, but, I mean, I usually don't go to bed for a while, so I don't know why I'm yawning, but I don't know. I just got back from Arizona today, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love how Boyd's just like, what do we do now? Because they capture the robber, like, okay, what's up next? And so then, the robber, she goes to, like, run away, but then Fenton... Boyd doesn't want to hurt anybody, so he doesn't go after the robber again after she tries to get away,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. And so then Fenton's like, oh, it's just, like, first-time jitters. Like, it's okay. But that causes Boyd to have another memory of Gyro, I believe, saying, like, he's just, oh, my gosh, we gotta get... He's having first-time jitters, and so he's glitching again, and so then, Huey's like, oh, we gotta get you back to the lab or something to get you fixed, but then they end up getting lost, which is, we'll get to in a minute. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. and so then it goes back to Gyro and Little Bulb, mm-hmm. and he finally gets him a light bulb, and I love how Gyro's just like, we always fight on vacation.
I know.
Like, that's true. Oh my god. And then he sees everyone left, and he's like, intern!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jai was the best.
Mm-hmm. And so, then it goes to Fenton recapturing the criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Who else want to say it? I'm yawning.
And so, Inspector Tezuka catches Fenton... And thinks, like, he's a robot. And then I love how he, like, crawls out of the Gizmoduck armor. Just like, no, I'm just a guy. Like, I'm fine. I'm not a robot. But I love how she tied up the Gizmoduck armor. But then he just crawls out of it. It's, like, hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And so then she explains, like, what Boyd did, pretty much, to, like, the city and stuff. And so then Fenton comes to that realization.
Mm-hmm.
But Huey and Boyd, they get lost in Tokyo, and they're trying to... they're trying to get, pretty much figure out how to get back to the lab, and they're totally lost. But I love how when they're looking at the map, Boyd is sitting there waving at the crowd, you just see this one guy wave back.
Oh my gosh, that was, like, the cutest moment ever.
My goodness. Yes.
That's me at Disneyland. One time I was bored, so I was just waving to people. And I was just like, I want to see how many people wave back. And actually, a lot of people wave back.
I mean, you're at Disneyland. Everyone's
happy. And so, like, I was just sitting there. I can't remember what you guys were doing. I think we might have been waiting for a parade. So I was like, I'm bored.
There for hours.
And I'm just like, I'm probably never going to see these people again. So what if they don't wave back?
Just wave.
So I just kept waving at people. It's great.
Yeah,
it's just like,
so anyways, waving at a random
guy. It's just like everybody thinks you're a celebrity and they take a picture and they figure it out later that you're not.
Right?
Like, hi.
So then Boyd
just become that one person who's waving at people. Go ahead, sorry.
So then Boyd convinces Huey, like, let's explore the city, like, analyze
the data, later.
And document them later.
Oh yeah,
or something.
No, it or was document. It was document.
Oh, write down our experiences and analyze them later. Ah, okay. And so then they're like exploring the city, doing all these things,
and I'm yawning again. And so then, Bella,
goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm just yawning like crazy.
And so then Huey's going through, like, oh, wait, it's been a while since I've seen this episode. But he's, like, going, like, reading from the guidebook, I believe, about ninjas or something. and then he's just like, are you sure? He asks Boyd, like, are you sure you're not bored? Like, usually my brothers are begging me to stop. And then Boyd's just like, are you kidding? I'm having so much fun. And I was like, aww. Like, Huey finally has someone that listens, because it's very true. Like, every time Huey goes over rules and regulations and stuff, you know, they're all just like, boom.
It's funny because...
pretty much, which I believe in...
I was gonna say, it's funny because the one time that I can think of right now where Louis actually tries to shut up Huey is in Jaws, when he's like, what does he say? Like, did you know that sharks have the most, what was it, like, the most powerful jaws in the world? On average, there are about 100 shark attacks.
Comfort me. This is like, well, give up facts that aren't about sharks that are chasing you, right?
That is very true.
Yeah. But then one time Huey had, I forgot which episode, it might have been Escape from Atlantis, but when Huey has, like, this list of stuff, and then Dewey just comes out from behind, like, a chair, and he's like, boo, and he, like, rips it off.
Okay, I think it might have been.
Oh, my God, that was Escape from Atlantis, yeah. Because he's, like, a bunch of sea shanties.
Yes. So... you know, clearly brothers are not interested, which is sad, but it's always entertaining. But now he's finally got someone that's, like, all for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then they end up on top of this building. It might have been, like, an actual building in Tokyo or something, I don't know.
Bella, you sound like you
just end up on top of a building.
I said that while yawning.
Oh my gosh. You sounded like you had...
I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening, if I'm making you guys yawn, I am so sorry.
You sounded like you
it's
had
late.
That...
we're tired.
It sounded like you plugged your nose while you said that.
They're all top of a building.
Show me a small, thin object. Like a dime.
Like a dime. If I had that, I wouldn't need the video. And so then Huey just tells Boyd, like, I don't think you're a killer robot, like, you're just a kid. Mm-hmm. And Boyd's just like, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to him. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is so sweet and sad. Like, someone finally says something nice to him. Huey finally has a friend that loves a bunch of woodchuck facts and stuff. Like, oh, this is so sweet. And also, according to the picture that they take, this took place in March, the month of March, so if anyone is anything like me and likes random facts like that, this took place in March.
It's nice to keep, like, a timeline of when everything is happening.
So, yeah, very helpful. And so then Huey goes to, like, put the picture in his guidebook or something, and then it, like, blows off and...
he jumps after it.
You would think, like, okay, you have to actually think that is really sweet, because usually if something fell, Huey, I don't think, would jump after it, but, like, that was so special to him, you know, like, to have a friend that cares about the guidebook and someone who understands him, and then to go on this adventure and stuff, and for him, like, to have that picture, like, that meant a whole lot to him. So I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So he jumps after it. Falls, of course.
Because of gravity.
But then... gravity,
this
man.
Is what gravity feels like.
Why is that a thing? Anyway, so then Boyd jumps after and saves him. And then they end up flying over the whole city. And that... the scene of him and Boyd flying reminded me of... oh, shoot.
Toy Story?
I guess Toy Story 2.
You're thinking of
DuckTales.
Waddle Duck. With Mark Beeks and
is that what, that's
Duck?
Not what
it's called. Who
it's
is Gizmo
called,
Duck?
It's called
right?
Yes.
Oh
yeah. But you're thinking of Mark Beeks.
Yeah, but wait.
Not Giant. Oh Fenton. My gosh, Fenton.
Fenton saves Mark Beeks after he, like, blows his rocket,
yay!
And then Mark Beeks is, like, flying with Gizmo Duck. He's like, yay! I'm like, that's kind of what it reminded
that is
me
so
of.
Mark Beeks.
It reminded me of Toy Story.
But then.
When Buzz is holding Woody.
This is falling in style.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now that's what I'm gonna think of now.
But then, since they're flying around, Boyd gets in range of Dr. Akita, like where his underground lab place is set up, his janky lab.
I mean, did you see, like, when he used, like, the zoom enhancer, he's got, like, magnifying glass that he just puts on the screen.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, he's like, oh, that's something I would do.
Right? Right? And so then, Inspector Tezuka and Fenton find Boyd and Huey. And by now, Fenton has heard the story of Boyd destroying the city and is kind of like, okay, this robot is dangerous, pretty much, and this
thing is a killing machine.
Yeah, like, we've got to get him fixed, we've got to get him reprogrammed. And but then Huey's defending Boyd, like, he has been completely normal this whole time, he hasn't glitched, he hasn't had any problems, like, he's been acting like a normal kid. But then Gyro comes up and is like, we have to shut him down because he's a dangerous to the city, like, there's nothing we can do because he's a robot. He doesn't feel anything, he doesn't have feelings, he's dangerous, pretty much. That was very long.
And very sad.
So then, yeah, it's so sad because Tubio, it's pretty much the story. Tubio, he lost control and destroyed the city of Tokyo.
Together, Bella.
And so then Huey tries to save Boyd, like, Boyd, like, run, like, get out of here. But then Boyd ends up getting recalled to Dr. Akita because Dr. Akita recalls him to him and, like, is trying to seek revenge. What was I seeking revenge for?
We didn't figure that out. Other two times we recorded this, we didn't figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like that was a major thing, but I don't know what he was seeking revenge for. I'm going to watch it again, and maybe in a future episode I'll just throw that out there. What are you seeking revenge for?
Oh, or yeah.
If anyone, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was obvious, so you guys have to know up there listening. So please, please tell me. Like, leave a voice message what he was seeking revenge for, because I don't know.
I think it was because when Tubio, like, destroyed the city, he was blamed for it, and so
but he caused him to destroy the city.
Yeah,
so.
But he didn't want other people to know that.
Yeah, anyway, so, I have no idea. It must be something along those lines.
Yeah. Because he was just like, it's because of you that I, like, had to go into hiding, it's because of your return. So,
it's something to do with. Yeah, maybe seeking revenge against everyone who made him go into hiding or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, he's seeking revenge using Boyd, so he overrides his programming yet again. And so then Fenton is fighting Boyd, and then Gyro's fight. No, wait.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
Oh, yes. Okay, so. Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, so Sierra actually just clarified for me, thank you. Uh-huh. So what happens is Akita seeks revenge using Boyd, reprograms him, and so then Boyd, you know, rises up in front of the sun or something like that. And then, like, you know, his hair's, like, now all flipped in front and, like, moving, and it's like,
oh, that's kind of terrifying.
Robot's hair moves, that's terrifying. Okay, but then Gyro sends Fenton to fight Boyd, like, you know.
Fenton, fight better.
I love that part. Fenton, fight better. That is, like, the best part in that. Not the best part, but one of the best lines in that episode. Fight better. Like, literally. I'm going to use that all the time now. And so then Gyro's, like, trying, like, we got to destroy Boyd. Like, Gyro's showing Huey, like, look, like, he's evil, like, he's turned evil, he destroyed the city, but then Huey's like, look what's under his core memories, like, look at this. And I love how they've got, like, the original Gyro.
Oh.
Like, technically, like, in this they made him, like, the original Gyro to look like the young Gyro.
I know, but he looks older.
Yeah, but now when I see the original Gyro, I'm like, oh, it's young Gyro.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, yes. I guess that would be kind of true, because if you go through the original, it's kind of like he is younger, and then when you go through the newer version, he's older. It's kind of like the same thing with, like, sequels and stuff. Like,
yeah, this episode actually made me really, like, realize, like, wow, Gyro actually looks pretty cool.
I know.
Like,
I
and his hair and his glasses and everything, it's, like, pretty cool. He looks really cool. And
his vest.
Little hat and his, like, hair swoop. Swoopity doop. It's wiggly, I should say. It's wiggly. But anyways, so then Huey's like, there's more under here, and I love Gyro. Can't even recreate his... Yeah, like, like, that is just literally...
I burst out laughing when I...
Yeah, I went back a couple times. I was dying, but I can't... No one can recreate that sound. That was just amazing. Yeah. And so then it goes to, like, a bunch of Boyd's core memories or something, about, like, when he was first made, and then he's talking to Gyro, and he's like, am I a real boy? And Gyro's just like, definitely. And you're like, oh, that's where he gets it from. Like, that is so sad and sweet at the same time, bittersweet and so cute. And then it has, like, the whole first time jitters thing, like, he'll get past it and stuff, but then it has Dr. Akita telling Boyd, like, you're a rare breed and stuff, and that is where that other flashback came from, which I'm so glad they clarified that,
because I know, it's like the whole episode is like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Makes
way more sense. That actually makes a lot of sense. And so then it shows Dr. Akita overriding Gyro's programming and executing Protocol Worldbreaker.
Order 66.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I totally thought he was going to say execute Order 66.
Yes.
That would have been the greatest, like, thing ever.
Yes.
It's like all those anime references just thrown in. Throwing a Star Wars,
reference. Execute Order 66.
Oh my gosh. That would have,
I, like, totally thought they were going to say 66.
That would have made it look... That would have made it so, so perfect.
Yeah.
Like, just to have execute Order 66 in there.
Yes.
Yeah, one time I was reading through the comments of a clip of the episode, and it was that part. And one of the comments was just like, I totally thought he was going to say, execute Order 66.
Me too,
like,
Percy.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
I was literally like, I wonder if anyone else in this world thought that. Like, I thought it was going to be 66. That would have been hilarious. But then Gyro realizes the truth of, like, I love Gyro, like, not all my inventions are evil. Like, they're just wildly misunderstood. And it's just, I love that. I guess it's called, you'd call it enthusiasm, but
yeah.
Just how Indy have just that, the feeling in that, that he's.
The fire.
Yes, the anger and everything, like, he's not evil. So, I love that. That was just amazing. And so then he goes and fights Dr. Akita, like, that's it. Coming after you. And so then I love how it has like I guess Boyd's not really an intern, but he is under Dr. Akita's
he's brainwashed
but then Fenton's under Gyro, and so then it has Boyd and Fenton fighting, and then, like, the mentors Gyro and Dr. Akita are fighting, and it, like, switches back and forth.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Every time, like, Fenton takes a hit, Gyro takes a hit, and then Boyd takes a hit, and then Dr. Akita takes a hit.
Off each other's glasses.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. Favorite.
Because then they're just, like, going around feeling for them.
Blind war.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how blind are they that they have to feel around for their glasses?
I mean, yeah, they're pretty blind, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, even, like, I've got glasses. So, even if I take them off and, like, drop them, I can easily spot them. But then again, mine are dark. So, mine, like, are dark, like, a dark purple.
There's a black.
Oh, it's black, true. And then Dr. Kita has, like, colored lenses, so
They just got really bad eyesight.
Dr. Keita is probably still,
they're, like, colorblind.
Getting his eyes adjusted to the sun.
Yeah, like, I bet. Yeah, because when he first comes out, he's like, the sun. Is the sun
brighter?
Does the sun get brighter? It's like, no, it didn't. You just got weirder.
You just got weird.
I mean, weirdness has nothing to do with your eyesight, but.
You sure? Because you could do some weird things and it could affect your eyes.
Okay, well, if you want to get technical, then yes, then that is true. But anyways, Dr. Akita finds his glasses first, of course. The villain has to find his glasses first. So then he, what does he do? Does he take Jiro's glasses or does he?
I think he...
Or he kicks him off.
No,
or,
he kicks
Jiro. Or he just doesn't do anything to the glasses.
He kicks Jiro.
He kicks Jiro?
Yeah.
That is messed up.
he takes him out in some way to where he's, like, about to
fall. Oh, yeah, and then he's, like, gonna knock him off or something, and then it's like, you never invent anything worthwhile, and but then Lil Bulb pops up.
Yeah, because Lil Bulb gave him his glasses.
Yeah, and so I love how Lil Bulb comes out, and then, like, takes out Dr. Akita or
something. I know, right?
And then like, retrieves his glasses. I'm like, see, he did. He invented Tubio, and then he invented Lil Bulb. So, yeah. Lil Bulb is, like, a very amazing character, too. I loved in Moonvasion when there's the whole army of them, and then there's the one bulb that's scared, and then,
like, oh my gosh,
slaps him, and then gives him a hug. It's like, oh my gosh.
And also that one that was, he's just like, I don't know what to do because they're listening to
the
listening
of the conversation, and he's just like flips, unscrews his light bulb and stuff. It crashes. You're like, oh my gosh, that just got dark. But so, anyways, Lil Bulb's amazing.
Yeah.
But then, Boyd is still under the programming. I didn't mess up my words for a long time, guys. So then Jiro tries to shape. Oh my gosh. Tries to get Boyd to override his programming. Like, you're more than your programming. You can get past this and you can do this. And he's trying to convince him, like, you are definitely real boy. Like, you're good. And so then it was kind of predictable what would happen, but it was still super sweet, you know? Like, he goes and then you end up giving him a hug, and it's like, aww.
That was so sweet. That is
so cute and so sweet. And so then you notice that Boyd's eyes, like, after he overrides programming, they turn blue. Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't know if it was, like, a color error or something, because they do have those sometimes.
So my first thought was like, have his eyes always been
blue? Yeah, they always been blue. But then we came to the conclusion that it's because since he overrode his programming, that caused his eyes to turn blue.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's got blue eyes like Scrooge.
Yes. And that there's proof of Scrooge's blue eyes. We probably said this in a past episode, or I can't tell if we said it in a past episode.
We said it in a past episode.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say it then. In Last Christmas,
Yes.
There's this one part where it's a close up of Scrooge.
He's like, and he's Santa, like, Claus.
No. Oh yeah, he's not, like, he's not welcome, he's in not my house. Allowed
in my home.
And he's got, like, this close up, and his eyes are blue. So,
but they're like a turquoisey, yeah, tealish. They're really pretty.
Really pretty.
Scrooge has got pretty eyes.
Pretty blue eyes. Mm-hmm. So, we should make, like, a YouTube
channel.
One of our videos should be of, like, stuff like that. That would be cool.
Stuff you didn't notice.
Yeah, that would be.
Or
cool.
Maybe you did notice, but you didn't notice that you noticed it.
Or it's just obvious. Anyway, I mean, obvious and people already saw it. Not like you didn't notice. Anyway,
not like you're stupid.
No, you guys are really smart. I mean, they're smart enough to listen to our podcast, right?
That's brilliant.
No, I'm totally joking. And no, so Bella, then
they're really brilliant.
And then Huey's like, so, like, what are you gonna name yourself? Like, imagine picking your own name. That'd be cool. Name yourself. But oh then he's gosh, like, Boyd. Amazing. And I was like, Boyd, like, again? But then I thought he was gonna totally pick some name or something.
I thought it was gonna be Tubio.
Tubio?
Yeah.
I thought he was just gonna pick a, hey, I'm Steve now, guys. You know? But then he picked, like, Boyd.
Baby B. Oh,
and he's like, be only yourself, dude. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes way more sense. So I was like, it was Boyd again. But then, Gyro goes up to Fenton and is like, I don't know, like, I used to be a, ooh, now that hurt my hand, yes, I hit my hand.
I was an intern
like you. And then, what did you say?
But maybe if somebody had listened to me, I wouldn't have turned out so hopeless.
Yeah, so, like, what did he say? Like, you're full-time hired, hired or something. Dr. Crackshell Cabrera. And I was like, what? Doctor? Like, he's
doctor?
He's a doctor, Crack? He's a doctor, Crack.
That sounds like an insult, seriously. You're a Crackshell. I'm gonna start using that as insult.
You're a Crackshell.
I would, just I love Fenton so much, I wouldn't.
But, yeah, he's a, oh my gosh.
I still remember.
When they said that, I was like,
I still remember that you watched the episode before me, and you texted me, and you were like, oh,
I wanted to freak you out.
Fenton's not an intern anymore.
I said, guess what? And she's like, Caitlin's like, what? I was like, Fenton's not an intern anymore.
Yeah, and then I got all scared, because then I was like, oh my god, did he die?
And I was just like, he's a doctor!
And then I was like, oh, thank goodness. Oh.
So, yeah, I don't regret doing that. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. It was funny on both ends, because then after that I started laughing and doing a little dance.
But then I like how they're like, oh, let's, like, go back over the city. We got so much more to explore. But then Inspector Tezuka's just like, leave. It's like,
okay,
let's leave. And so then, of course, they get out of there. And, I drew a blank. Then pretty much the episode ends. They end up leaving and going back home. It was a really good episode. I just realized we didn't start out this podcast episode saying how much we love this episode.
It's because we always do it. No, just kidding.
I think we do it every time.
Yeah, I think it might be because we thought we had. Because, I mean, I thought that I had done it before. I think I might have.
It's because we did it twice already, recording this. We're like, oh, we don't have to say it again.
Third time's a charm. Maybe this time we won't lose the audio or do anything to it, hopefully. Oh,
I can assure you we're not losing this audio.
Yeah. That's good to know.
I mean, I can't assure you, but I'm not losing my audio right here.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Wow, Sierra.
I pre-saved the audio file so it won't get deleted. Thank goodness.
Okay.
So.
Yes, so.
I'm covered.
We're covered. We're covered.
I'm gonna make, copies of this just in case if, like, I don't know, something crashes. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're working on, I know I'm saying this to you, but you're gonna, like, be listening to this, but we're recording. So we're going to get this uploaded as fast as we possibly can.
Now you know the effort that we went through for you to listen.
Yeah. We recorded it 3 times for you guys. That's
welcome.
How special you are to us. Mm-hmm. Not to be creepy. But we'd also like to say that DuckTales is on a break, which I'm pretty sure you guys know already because we're very late with this episode. But after Rumble for Ragnarok, they have an indefinite break, which we're not sure how long it's going to last for. I'm pretty sure it's going to be all the way through the summer. We won't have any new episodes.
Well, we have an estimated return date because of the fact that it says to be determined or TBD Halloween episode and TBD Christmas episode. So I am hoping that they at least, I'm pretty sure that they'll come
by
out
October.
Like, somewhere in October, if not before then.
Yes. So, we're hoping that it'll come back on soon just due to the whole COVID and everything. And, yeah, it's pretty crazy right now, everything going on.
Like David Tennant recording the closet.
Yeah, so, yeah, David Tennant, he's recording lines of DuckTales for the show in his closet, which, that's funny.
I can relate.
Yeah, we're in a closet.
We're in a closet
right yeah, now. Yeah, I'm in a closet recording. Too. We're all in closets here.
Yeah.
The quietest place to be.
It's the closet club.
So true. It's the quietest place in the house. Like, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very cramped, but whatever. So, yeah. It's, DuckTales is on break, but they'll be back hopefully soon. But, I have, let's see. I forgot to pull it up because I feel like we already announced this, but like we've said 100 times already, is we are re-recording this episode. It's about when is DuckTales returning, and this is from the. Sorry, guys. Here, hold on, just a minute. Let me try to find it. From the producer of the show, Frank Angones. Let's see. I'm trying to find exactly what he said. Okay. This was a tweet that he tweeted. let's see. He says, we don't actually know when... Oh my gosh, I messed it up. We don't actually know when exactly we're coming back, but we're all working our butts off to make that break as short as possible. David Tennant is out here recording dialogue from a closet in his home, and we'll keep you posted as we know more. Then he goes on to say, but we are so grateful for all the love for this first batch of season 3 episodes, and we've got some real amazing stuff coming up. Uneasy Alliances, Moonlander Menace, Romance and Monsters, and Immortals and Heroes and Villains and Foul and Florida.
I can't wait to see what happens with the Florida.
Yeah, like, are they gonna have an episode like they're in...
Disney World?
Disney World, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, maybe, yeah, maybe they're gonna tie in the actual DuckTales episode to the Disney World DuckTales thing that they're gonna do.
Oh, like the showcase?
Yeah.
The World Showcase? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
That would be amazing.
So, oh my gosh, that would be so cool. So, yeah, there's going to be something about Florida, I guess, and Moonlander Menace. Like, ooh. Isn't Penny supposed to be coming back in season 3?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I believe you said that.
Yeah.
She was there in the last episode.
They probably went back to the moon. Planet moon.
Also,
that's the whole thing.
Sorry, we're a bit confused. I just wanted to say, put it out there, that for all of you Lena Dispel, or actually Lena, what is it? Lena Saberwing.
Lestrange.
Or no, it's Lena Saberwing now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for all of you Lena Saberwing fans out there, DuckTales is going to be coming out with a Lena-centered episode.
Mm-hmm. About pretty much her coming to terms with her magic or something like that.
Yeah, it was like something about like accepting that she was a descendant of Magicka. And
And like being made from magic and stuff.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but
yeah. Coming to terms with that and stuff. So super excited! That's gonna be a pretty cool episode.
Yeah, I'm so excited because I don't know if I've said this before, but Lena is one of my favorite characters. Besides the triplets, yes. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, you feel so bad for her because also like. Even after she became good, like, in A Nightmare on Kilmotor Hill, like, she was still, like, struggling, you know, like, mm-hmm. trying to be good and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not good.
Oh, my gosh.
For you. Okay. Now it's a sing-along. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah,
what we have to do now is, now that we have the channel, now we got to take, like, videos of Lena and then put, I'm just not good enough for you behind it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be, like, that'd be hilarious.
Okay. A sneak peek of what's coming up on our channel.
Right?
That would be hilarious. Okay. Let's see. And also, we have one more thing. Oh, we might have more than one more thing, but one more thing to add is we got another review on Apple Podcasts, and we just wanted to say a little thank you, and we'll read the review. I'm just going to read the review because it's so sweet. This is from Podcasting19, and it's a must listen for all DuckTales fans. I'm like, oh, thank you. And I love this podcast. Very exciting and interesting to follow. All of the hosts of this podcast give their thoughts and make references. They also give interesting pieces of info you might not know. They're very smart and informed on DuckTales. Anyone who loves DuckTales will love this podcast.
As I continue to yawn, oh my gosh.
We're not bored.
Oh, spring. Oh, I just want to say thank you so much. You're so sweet. Yeah, we try to come up with info, you know?
Yeah.
That's not super obvious stuff, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we try.
Keep sending reviews. They make us happy.
They make us really, really happy.
Like, when we find out that we get a review, like, seriously, I just do a little dance and, like, start screaming all over the house.
Yes, so,
yes, people like us.
Yeah, it means a whole lot to us, so keep them coming.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just switched to my tired voice. It's almost midnight.
Yeah, it's like 11:30 right now.
11:40.
No, it's
11:36. 11:36 right now.
Okay.
Okay, also, one more thing. I just thought of it. Because DuckTales is on break, we discovered a new show.
You?
Me? No, actually, it was technically my nephew. He introduced me to it. But it's Legend of the Three Caballeros, and it is actually really good.
It's funny.
Yeah, he just put it on Disney Plus. I was like, okay, whatever, just watch.
Yeah.
I'll just watch an episode or something, but it was actually pretty good. And so then we were on a plane to Georgia, and so I binged, not all of it, but...
Most of it.
A lot of it. We only have a couple episodes left, so... It's pretty good so far. Yeah, I know you finished, because I told you about it. I was like, you have to watch this. It's pretty good. And then a couple weeks later, you're like, oh, I finished it. I was like, oh, shoot, I should probably finish that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good so far. So I haven't finished the season, but I know you have. So highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Something to watch on this DuckTales break.
Oh, Tangled series.
Awesome. Oh my gosh.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, and I also finally watched Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that a while ago, though.
Yeah, I mean, finally. But, we watched it 2 months ago. But, yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. It had a lot of, I didn't realize how many, like, references there were from the newest Quack Pack episode. Newest DuckTales episode called
Quack Pack.
But, yeah, I didn't realize that Gene, when he was, like, the genie when he was undercover as a kid, you know, that he was... In the episode when he was, like, in the DuckTales episode when he was a kid, you know, there's the one part when he's a kid and he's, like, 1990, you know? I didn't realize that that was from the original movie, like, when he pretends to be a kid. Wow. Okay, that made more sense the first time. I don't know what I was doing. But anyways, so, highly recommend Three Cabs, Legend. I said that backwards. Legend of the Three... Okay, guys. It's almost midnight. Stop we gotta talking. Go now. So, yeah, anyways, we have the YouTube channel, so please subscribe to that. Like, we will be putting up more videos soon along with our podcast episodes. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Mm-hmm. And we will be posting our next episode, Rumble for Ragnarok. Oh, turns out it's not Jormungandr, it's Jormungandr.
Yeah, we got that bad.
That was really off. It's almost like the restaurant Don Jose's. Well, now it's Rodrigo's. Yeah,
Don Josie.
When I was little, I used to call it Don Joe's. It was with the J.
It was D-O-N.
But then I realized it was Don Jose's. So it was kind of like that. Again, it was just Jormungandr and Jormungandr. So, anyways, that was... Oh, my gosh. I'm so looking forward to that episode. Yeah. Now you know a little bit about my life and how I do not pronounce things well. So, yeah, I cannot wait to record that episode. I love Dewey in that episode. So, yeah. Thank you guys again so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.